If one puts yeast on the mincha dough and leaves it there, and the dough then becomes chametz on its own, he's chayev. Just as he would be for the similar case regarding Shabbos, if he takes a raw piece of meat and puts it on the coals and then it cooks on its own. In fact, would a person be chayev in this case on Shabbos? Rabbi Chanan named Rabbi Yechon and said, if someone puts a piece of meat onto coals on Shabbos, if he then turned it over, he'd be chayev. If he did not, he'd be potter. If the Gemara Rava said, when Rami said he'd be chayev for putting the yeast onto the mincha dough, he was also referring to where he put the yeast on both sides of the dough, which would make it into fully chametz. What's the case of Rabbi Yechonon? If the case is that had he not turned it over, it would not cook, then it's obviously be potter. If the case is that if he did not turn it over, it still would have cooked, then it should be chayev. And if tomorrow the case is that if he did not turn it over, only one side would have cooked the amount of ben drusoi, the minimum amount of cooking that's considered to be cooking for Shabbos. And if he turned it over, both sides would have cooked this minimum amount. Rabbi Yechonon is teaching that cooking only one side in this amount is not considered cooking for purposes of Shabbos. Rava said, if a dried fig's size piece of meat was roasted in one place, the person is chayev. Ravina asked Ravashi, if he roasted this amount but the amount was divided over two or three places, would he not be chayev? Misha says that one is chayev for drilling even the tiniest hole. Now, a tiny hole is not useful for anything. Right, so it has to be that he's chayiv if he drills two or three tiny holes, then that can then combine into a larger hole. Similarly, we would say he's not chayiv for roasting two or three places. If they, he would only be chayiv if they can combine to reach the minimum size. And if the mission is talking about where he drilled one tiny hole, the reason he's chayiv is because it's fit to use as a hole for the tooth of a key. Others say Rava said he's chayiv even if he roasted two or three places that combine to this size. Ravina then attempted to bring the Mishnah regarding drilling as a proof for Rava, but Rashi said the case of drilling is different because it can be used for the tooth of a key. Dr. Marvaita Braisa says, had the pasuk only said Asher takrivu l'Hashem lo yisei oseh chometz, I would say that only the chometz is subject to the lav of making chometz. The pasuk therefore says mincha, which teaches that the lav applies to the entire mincha. How do we know the other menachas besides the minchas marcheshes, which is the subject of the pasuk, how do we know that they're also included in the lav? The pasuk says Kol ha-mincha. The pasuk of Asher takrivu l'Hashem teaches that one is only chayiv if he makes a valid mincha into chametz, but he'll be potter if he did so to a pasul mincha. A papa asked, if a person made a mincha into chametz and it was then taken out of the azara and it was then baked, which completed the chametz process, would he be chayiv? Do we say that since it became pasul by leaving the azara, it became pasul and is therefore not subject to becoming chametz after having become chametz? Or do we say that since it became chametz, the psul of leaving the azara doesn't really affect it and therefore making it further chametz does make him chayiv? Gemara remains with a teiku. Fekumar Vaiter of Mori asked, if one made the mincha chometz on top of the mizbeach, is he chayiv? The pasuk says Asher takrivu, and this mincha was already offered by having it brought onto the mizbeach, and therefore he's potter. Or maybe we say that since it was not yet burned, it's still subject to the lav. Again, Mar leaves with a teiku. Next, since we end up learning from Kol HaMincha that the lav applies to the entire mincha, why do we need the Asher Takrivu, which refers to the Kaimitz? And for the Gemara, it's needed as sort of a braisa, where basically he says it includes a Minchas Nesachim in the lav against making it Chometz. And Rabbi Kiva says it includes the Lechem Aponim in that lav. Minchas Nesachim is mixed with a lot of oil in the kneading process, and fruit juices, including olive oil, do not cause things to become chametz altogether. And the Gemara Shlokish said that Rabbi Yosef Lili would say that a minchas nesachim that was kneaded with water along with the oil is valid. Therefore, it's possible for it to become chametz. Vekma lechem aponim are measured in kalim used for solid volume measuring, and Rabbi Kiva says such kalim do not make things kadosh. Therefore, the lechem aponim would not become kadosh until they're placed onto the shulchan, which means that they're not subject to the lav of chametz before then. And for tomorrow, Rav in the name of Rabbi Yochanan said we have to reverse the shita of the brisa. So it's Rabbi Akiva who says that the minchas asachim is included in the lav against the chametz, and Rabbi Yosi is the one who says that lechem aponim is included in that lav. So according to this answer of Rabbi Yechon, and he follows his view elsewhere where he said that Rabbi Yosi holds that kalim use of solid measurings do make things kadosh. The kneading bowl that was used for the menachas was used for liquids. Presumably, this was also for the kneading of lechem aponim. And maybe that's why it becomes kadosh then at that time, and at a time when it can still become chametz. So why do we have to reverse the shittas? Abaye said, we still have to reverse the shittas for a case where the dough was kneaded on a piece of leather and not in the klisharis. Zochmer Vaita Braisa says, how do we know that if one brings meat of a chatas, or meat of an osham, or meat of kachay kachim, or meat of kachim kalim, or the shiraim of the oim, with the shiraim of the shtei lechem, or of the shiraim of the lechem aponim, or of the shiraim of a regular menachas onto the mizbeach that is over a lav? The pasuk says ki chol saor v'chol devash l'sektiru menu ish l'Hashem, which teaches that any carbon from which the parts that are supposed to go onto the mizbeach went onto the mizbeach, it's subject to the lav for the remaining parts of the carbon of l'sektiru. You shall not burn it on the mizbeach. In fact, when the shtei lechem and lechem aponim have no part of them that go onto the mizbeach, A brisa regarding Hagosha says that they're excluded from the Hagosha because they have nothing that goes on to Mizbeach. And from Rav Sheshet said, there's nothing of them themselves that goes on to Mizbeach, but the Shtei Lechem is considered to be left over after the lambs are brought, and the Lechem HaPonim are considered to be the leftovers of Shiraim after the Levoina is brought to Mizbeach for the purposes of this Lav. Zachmar Vaita, we learned, if a person brings any of the items listed in the brisa onto the ramp, not to Mizbeach itself, Rav Yechin says he's chayiv as if he put it onto Mizbeach, Rav Blazer says he's potter. Rav Yechin's view is based on a brisa that says that the words ve'el ha-mizbeach layalu teach to include the ramp in the lav as well, and Rav Blazer says that the pasuk of ve'el ha-mizbeach says it refers to oisom, which says it refers only to the bikur m'shei alechem. So it's only for those two that one would be chayiv for putting them on the ramp.